what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle, it's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Leaving the White House for the weekend, President Trump defending his administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport over 200 Venezuelans, even while distancing himself from it.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it.
The deportations took place despite a U.S. district judge ordering the military flights back to the U.S. at a hearing that the judge vowing to get to the bottom of it all. London's Heathrow slowly resuming flights after a fire cut power to Europe's busiest airport. His family posting that boxing legend George Foreman has died. Not only a world heavyweight champion boxer, but he was also an Olympic gold medalist and a preacher. Later generations would know Foreman from his famous grills, sold on infomercials and in stores.
Had a busy day? My lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine is great to come home to. It lets you prepare hot, delicious meals in just minutes. I'm so proud of it, I put my name on it.
George Foreman was 76. This is ABC News. Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years, including four new plants. After egg prices soared to record highs due to bird flu, some relief.
Still battling bird flu and egg shortages, egg prices are trying to bounce back. They've dropped for a fourth week. Wholesale prices for a dozen eggs is $3.27, according to the USDA weekly report. The USDA secretary announcing that the U.S. would import eggs from Turkey and South Korea and implement new biosecurity measures to help curb the spread of the bird flu. I'm Michelle Franz. And ABC News.
A sign of the times. Hundreds of people in New York City lined up Friday morning for a dozen free eggs. All 100 cartons were gone in under 10 minutes. The giveaway was organized by Farmer John, a 128-acre Pennsylvania farm focused on providing organic food to underserved communities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
According to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, today sunny to partly cloudy by later afternoon, a high of 42. For tonight, cloudy, breezy, a 50% chance of light rain well after midnight, maybe mixing with some wet snow or sleet, a low at 33. Occasional rain showers on Sunday, breezy with a high of 47. Breezy and chilly Sunday night, light snow showers, 28 for a low. Monday, early clouds, gusty winds, and a little nicer in the afternoon with sunshine, a high of 44. And Tuesday, day partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of a few sprinkles and flurries, with a high temperature at 47 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Waking up and starting your day with Crystal Gayle, I can think of a lot worse ways to do it. Our love is on the fault line, 508. Good morning, it's the Weekend Wake Up. Adam Hess with you. The worst foreign home thermometer checking in at 26 degrees with lots of stars visible in the sky this morning. We have a great Saturday planned for you. We'll tell you all about it as we move through your morning get-together. Going to top off near 42, so not a bad spring-like day, even though, you know, it is spring now. Keep the tunes rolling. Two in a row from the great Jerry Reed on RCO-FM's Weekend Wake Up.
Well, I guess it was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home, found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine. shaft.
I've got the shaft.
They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set. Then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why didn't you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine. They give me the shaft.
I got the shaft.
They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh.
She got the gold mine. I got the shaft.
It all down the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh.
She got the gold mine,
I got the shaft. Hey, kiss, I got the shaft. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold no more. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be. Yeah. That's not funny, huh? Contempt of court. What do you mean? Listen, Judge.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
It's on. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven. Winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. Us in the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back of this courthouse, and I'd try a little bit of your on the arm. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court? Judge. Oh, judge.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
I don't want to lose you, but even a fool could see every day your love is slipping a little bit further away from me. So I'll be the one to say goodbye, 'cause your heart's already gone. Pack my bags, take the midnight train, unless you say I'm wrong. Change my mind, say you couldn't live without me, say you're crazy about me, with a look, with a touch. Change my mind, I'm looking in your eyes, for the love we left behind. It's not too late to change my mind. Something's come between us, it's not enough. Just stopped trying to please each other. But if it's really over, why can't I walk away? Tell me I'm making a big mistake. Beg me to stay. Change my mind. Say you couldn't live without me. Say you're crazy.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. In softball action today, we have a scrimmage to tell you about. It's a 2 p.m. first pitch, Ithaca at Richland Center. UW Lacrosse is hosting a track indoor invitational today. Small schools get underway at 9 a.m. It's Arcadia, Bangor, Blair Taylor, Boscobel, Brookwood, Cadott, Cashton, Cochran Fountain City, DeSoto, Edgar, Hillsboro, Independence, Gilmanton, Ithaca, Weston, Kickapoo, Luther, Melrose, Mindoro, Nacita, New Lisbon, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, Seneca, the Westby area, Whitehall, and Waniwak Center. The larger schools get underway at 3:30 at UW Lacrosse, and they include Adams Friendship, Aquinas, Central, Fenimore, Gay Electric Trempolo, Holman, Logan, Mauston, Nielsville, Nakusa, Onalaska, Reedsburg, Sparta, Toma, Viroqua, West Salem, Westfield Pioneer, and Wrightstown. Again, that tournament going on at UW Lacrosse. The WIAA Boys State Tournament culminates today with Championship Saturday. Taking a look back at scores starting Thursday, it was Freedom defeating Elk Mound 66-32 in the Division III state semifinal. The other state semifinal in D3, Milwaukee Academy of Science defeated Lake Mills 65-61. Division 4, Bonduelle defeated the Prairie School 59-41. The second semifinal in D4 was Aquinas over Mineral Point 57-54. Yesterday's matches included in Division 5, Cochran Fountain City ending Turtle Lake season 66-54. The other D5 semi, Sheboygan Lutheran over Abundant Life 80-251. Division 2, Racine Park over Cedarburg in a nail-biter 65-63. The second D2 semifinal, Wauwatosa West 75, Wausau East 63. And the two D1 semis, Wisconsin Lutheran over Oshkosh North 58-57, and Marshfield downed Wanakee 57-47. Championship games get underway at 11:05 today and end with the D1 at 8:15 tonight. They include in Division 5, Sheboygan Lutheran taking on Cochran Fountain City. Aquinas will face Bonduelle in the D4 state championship. The D3 final, Freedom taking on the Milwaukee Academy of Science. Division 2, Wauwatosa West and Racine Park. And the Division 1 final tonight at 8:15, it's Wisconsin Lutheran facing off against Marshfield.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Company, I'm gonna throw my Then fly me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
The originator from 1951, Hank Williams Sr. Hey, good looking. The Works floor and home thermometer, 25 degrees at 525. Good morning, folks. Two in a row right now from the Oak Ridge Boys on your weekend wake up.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken heart. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go. Round and around, nobody knows. But the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, it's standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
When it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and
made. Born and bred in the USA, from her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made.
Was putting peanuts in my coat. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my head.
Want your information first and fast? Sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingo for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Paid for by the candidates.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Thank you.
work like a dog in this hot factory, making a living that's killing me. Can't even afford a vacation when I got the time. Oh, but I got some road maps of Mexico, brochures and pictures of places to go. Dreaming in color, living in black and white. I can drink margaritas with sweet senoritas, work on my tropical tan, dangle my feet in the crystal blue water, lay in the snow white sand. I'd like to buy me a new Cadillac, build a big house with a blue loud back, eat at the country club every Saturday night. But there ain't much pay in my old paycheck. I win the lotto, one day I'll be dreaming in color, living in black and white. In your ear, work on my tropical tan, dangle my feet in the crystal blue water, lay in the snow white sand.
That's Eddie Raven, living in black and white. I remember those days, and you had to go outside and you had to move the old rabbit ears around to try to get Channel 3 to even come in. Forget about Channel 15, 21, and 47. Hey, you know, and we were on the ridge. 543, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 25 degrees to start your Saturday. 6 o'clock news time from ABC Farm News. Before that, right now, it's a great one from ARA.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small when they talked at all. Scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do."
Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous.
He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to." Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and
and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. And she said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you? Yes, I have, but only a time or two. Third rate romance, no red rendezvous. Third rate romance, no red rendezvous. Third rate romance, no red
said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Sammy Kershaw, greeted by Double Wide Trailer. Good morning. It's your weekend wake up. Adam Hess with you, 6:50. The world's floor and home thermometer showing 25 degrees. In our journey to 6 o'clock in an ABC newsroom update. Farm news right around the corner. We'll have weather after the top of the hour and a look at sports. It's all part of your weekend wake up from WRCO-FM.
Mississippi. Shoulder, the sun is set. molasses in the sky. The boy could sing, knew how to move everything. Always wanting more, he'd leave you longing for black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that suave southern style. A new religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. Up in Memphis, the music's like a heat wave. White lightning, bound to drive you wild. Mama's baby's in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender, leaves them crying in the aisle. The way he moved, it was a sin. So sweet and true.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The eyes of the corn market remain focused on development conditions in Brazil and weather ahead of widespread planting in the United States. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Clayton Pope, president of Clayton Pope Commodities, tells Brownfield that any hiccup in development for Brazil's second corn crop could lead to a big improvement in demand for old crop U.S. corn.
If our corn acres do jump quite a bit, then it would seem that we had a big crop on the horizon. But the world stocks-to-usage ratio of corn, particularly if you just take the segment of the world's exporters, is at a multi-year low right now. So we're really kind of breathing on fumes right now. So between now and when our crop would become available, the safrina crop in Brazil is what most of their corn exports come out of. And if they stumble on production, you know, right now the estimates are 95 to 100 million metric tons. I mean, if you ding that pretty good and lost 10, 15 million metric tons, which is not out of the realm of possibility at all, considering how dry it is down there, that it could be a major factor, and we would think you could see that old crop corn still perk up pretty good, and you know, Deese might have trouble following it with the acreage expectations, but it could give us a little boost in the old crop for sure.
And Pope says that the uncertainties about second crop corn production in Brazil are one of the reasons why he's got a differing risk management outlook for soybeans and for corn.
Well, I think you got to take some baby steps here. This is an environment where you don't want to take any real big steps. I think if you see some strength coming in these beans, I'd probably just have my finger on the trigger, not real ready to sell or rally there, to tell you the truth, because I think the upside potential for new crop is encouraging. But this corn market, any strength we see there because of this Brazilian situation, to the extent it's able to lift up the Deese corn, we think you should take some protective action and some kind of put call strategy, and give yourself some downside protection.
The USDA's 2025 U.S. prospective plantings numbers are out on March 31st. Meanwhile, the USDA's next round of supply and demand numbers and CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil are out April 10th. Now, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade activity held out until the end of the week, and it was well worth the wait for sellers. In fact, there's likely some new record highs that have been hit on those weighted averages. Live deals in the South are at $210. That's $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in Nebraska was marked at $335. That's $10 above the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the North ran anywhere from $212 to $216, $3 to $6 higher than the prior week's business. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it's been another big week in sale barns around the state.
We had another incredible week for all weight classes, even seeing a lot of demand right now. Some of those lighter weight calves that maybe don't have as many days weaning as we would generally like to see, we're not seeing quite the discounts on those calves. Even guys are just, they're trying to get things to put on grass. It's greening up around here. And as you get to the further south, of course, they're a little greener and have a little more grass than we do already. The yearling cattle, same way. I mean, they were just a ball of fire at all the auctions this week. About every barn set new records once again, some of them all-time high records as a whole for the state, but sure, every barn's managing to set a few records on some weight classes.
He says there were a couple of sales that stuck out.
36 head of 509-pound steers at Joplin, 409. The average statewide for those light five weights this week was 380. Full load of 577-pound steers at Joplin sold at 388. Had 40 head of 601-pound steers at Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba, 358.50. Kingsville Livestock Market, they sold 46 head of 704-pound steers at 319.50. The average for those light seven-weight steers for the entire state this week at 309. 61 head of 862-pound steers at Unionville sold at 293.60.
And to wrap things up, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs and feeder pigs were $2 per head lower. Demand was light to moderate for moderate offerings, and the weighted average for all early wean pigs was 5202. The weighted average for all feeder pigs was 104.53. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Attention peanut butter lovers, that includes most of us. Take your peanut butter to the next level with fresh, all-natural peanut butter made in-house at Whitaker's Market. We have four options available: all-natural, organic, honey-roasted, and almond butter. Each one is very fresh and very tasty. Just one more reason to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heathrow Airport appears to be back on track after more than 1,300 flights were canceled or delayed following Friday's fire at a nearby electrical substation. British Airways expects it to take the better part of the weekend to get back on schedule. ABC News has learned that Elon Musk was slated to visit the Pentagon on Friday, where he would, among other things, get a briefing on contingency plans for a war with China, but that plan changed after the New York Times reported it. Musk did go to the Pentagon, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it was to discuss costs.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died. That from a statement from his family posted on Foreman's Instagram page. The two-time heavyweight champ would be known to generations in later years